Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Radio Shack is coming back. We have new items coming in almost every day. Even the National Radio Shack organization is coming back. Check out their website at RadioShack.com. Or you can also check out our local Paso Robles Radio Shack website at RadioShackPasoRobles.com. Planning to watch college or professional football? We have the TVs, 43, 50, 55-inch from Samsung and Hisense. Mention this ad for a 36-pack of AA alkaline batteries for only $9.99. Need service on your computer, speakers, radio, large TVs, or other electronics? Give us a call at 805-369-2811. We are your local Paso Robles Radio Shack at 1171 Creston Road in association with Coast Electronics in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics. Your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and now Santa Maria.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Three former Bearcats to be inducted into Athletics Hall of Fame. Cal Poly resident advisor accused of burglary and attempted rape pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Three former Paso Robles Bearcats student-athletes will be inducted into the school's Hall of Fame this Friday during the home game against the Buchanan Bears at War Memorial Stadium. The three athletes are Chris Montero, class of 1977, a standout in football and wrestling who led the high school into its first CIF Wrestling Championship in 2001 and inducted into the California Wrestling Hall of Fame in 2024. Isaiah Clark, class of 1994, who led the Bearcats to LPAL championships in two seasons from 1992 to 1994. And Nate Aguiano, class of 2001. He was a standout athlete in cross country, basketball, and track and field. He was the 1999 San Luis Obispo County cross country individual champion and has qualified for the CIF Southern Section four times. Additionally, the 2001 wrestling team will be honored as part of the ceremony. The kickoff for Friday's game is scheduled for 7 p.m. Cal Poly resident advisor accused of burglary and attempted rape pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. 25-year-old Alexis Alejandro, a student and resident assistant at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, pled not guilty to multiple charges earlier this week, including burglary and attempted rape. Alejandro was arrested as the primary suspect for a September 7th incident at Poly Canyon Village, where a victim allegedly woke up to a person holding their hands over her face and fled the scene. Alejandro was arrested as the prime suspect. His bail has been increased to $200,000, and he has been prohibited from having any contact with the alleged victim. He is due back in court on October 7th. Voters will have the opportunity to meet with and ask questions of the candidates for Paso Robles City Council in a forum hosted by the Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce. The forum will be held tomorrow, September 26, at 5:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Elk Lodge, 1420 Park Street. District 1 candidates are Chris Beal, Linda George, and incumbent Sharon Roden. District 3 candidates are Jeff Carr, Michael Rivera, and incumbent Steve Gregory. Fred Strong is running in District 4 unopposed. On October 14th, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The forum will also be live-streamed on the school district's broadcast channel and will be available for viewing on YouTube. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. The 2023 annual crop report for San Luis Obispo County has been released by the Department of Agriculture. The top five commodities for 2023's $1.1 billion value were wine grapes, strawberries, cattle and calves, broccoli, and avocados. The full digital version of the annual crop report is available online at the County of San Luis Obispo's website. Historical reports from 1928 to 2022 are also archived in the crop report library. The City of Atascadero's Fall First Fridays will continue on Friday, October 4th at the Plaza on El Camino across from the Sunken Gardens. Next week, indie rock alternative band Carbon City Lights will take the stage with energetic alternative rock jams. Also at the venue will be food truck Mary's Cuisine. The city also encourages attendees to explore downtown shops, eateries, drink establishments, and entertainment, all within walking distance. The Arroyo Grande Police Department released a statement of multiple road closures taking place in the city beginning Thursday evening and continuing through Sunday morning. As the Arroyo Grande Harvest Festival will take place on Friday and Saturday, street closures will be in place for the parade. These include East Grand Avenue, east of Highway 101, Bridge Street, Wesley Avenue, South Mason Street from Branch Street to Pool Street, and several others. Closures start at 5 p.m. on Thursday and go through 8 a.m. on Sunday. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Padres beat the Dodgers 4-2, the Athletics over the Rangers 5-4, the Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 11-0, the White Sox beat the Angels 3-2, the Orioles over the Yankees 5-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Angels will go against the White Sox, and the Yankees will face the Orioles. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. In Los Angeles, a Metro bus passenger has died in a shooting that led to the bus being hijacked. A passenger shot early this morning, the alleged shooter forcing the bus driver to lead LA police on a pursuit through downtown LA.
This operator continued to operate the bus in as safe a manner as he could under the circumstances, with the police trailing him for an hour before the spike strips finally took effect.
Deputy LA Police Chief Donald Graham, after a brief standoff, the suspect was arrested, one passenger shot to death, two others and the bus driver shaken but unharmed. A man accused of attacking Fontana police with a metal pole has died after an officer involved shooting there. Fontana Police Officer Stephen Reed.
The subject was still irate with the officers. The officer tried to de-escalate it, but the subject attacked the officer with the metal pole.
The man was shot after police say he refused to drop the weapon. Before that, police allege he damaged property and assaulted someone with a pole. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.72 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24-7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. A downturn in wine sales worldwide has shaken California's wine grape sector. After years of growth, U.S. sales have declined for three straight years. The shrinking market has left wineries oversupplied and California's vineyard acreage out of step with demand. This year, many growers could see their entire crop rot on the vines. It's leaving some guys in some very precarious positions, said Jeff Bitter, president of Allied Grape Growers, a grower-owned marketing group that sells wine grapes for 400 growers across California. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways to the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, otherwise mostly clear, lows right around 50, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning will give way to mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Friday into the weekend and through Wednesday next week. Mid-90s on Friday, mid-80s on Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday and Tuesday, then about 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, the home of the best in premium cigars, pipe tobacco, cigar cutters, lighters, and more, is excited to announce they'll be featuring A Night to Remember, featuring Villiger Imported Premium Cigars, Thursday night, September 26th. Check out Boyd's website for all the details and make your reservations. It will be A Night to Remember. Boyd's, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles, and features the only smoking lounge in Paso Robles.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open flat, though the Dow and S&P 500 nudged into record territory in early trading. Investors are waiting for the gross domestic product update for the spring quarter released tomorrow and the PCE inflation reading for August, which is released on Friday. Morgan Stanley analysts are lowering expectations for General Motors, Ford, and Rivian, saying they expect a slowdown in demand for car buying. Alphabet's Google has filed a complaint with antitrust regulators in Europe, accusing Microsoft of abusing its software dominance to push clients into its cloud business. Bath & Body Works will be replaced in the S&P 500 index at the end of the month after its stock slumped more than 30% and sales declined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Success, it's discipline, it's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, it's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go. Lube
& Go! I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. We are living in what the Scripture calls perilous times. Some of the elements of these times are men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, without self-control. We cannot obtain the peace of God by worrying or complaining about life in these last days, but we can obtain the peace of God by following the Lord in His Word, the Bible, as the Apostle Paul wrote. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus, on the eve of His crucifixion, when everything in the lives of His disciples was about to be overturned, said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Faith, hope, and love are the pathways to peace. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best.
10 Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. All righty, we're ready to go. 238-5775, 238-KPRL on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
It's a real thing. You're hoping to find is a real thing. The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Karen, on Sound Off, she will have Michael Nolan and Eric Gorman talking about presidential election, assassination attempts, and Israeli issues. That's all this afternoon here on KPRL. Again, freedom of speech. You know how it's supposed to work, and keep in mind, as the government and other entities gather more of the media up, make sure that you take advantage of your freedom of speech. It's imperative. Let's see here. Here's something. You know, you talk about, well, let's go to the phone lines. That's what this segment is intended for. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin.
since my name was evoked last hour, I thought I'd call in. This is Michael Rivera. How are you?
I'm fine.
You know, first of all, I didn't run for school board. I put in my name as an appointed along with like 20 other people, but I never ran for the office. But, you know, it took a lot for Lynn and I to decide to run for this office this time. You know, I've been through 3 campaigns. When I ran against Maria Garcia, who, by the way, in the middle of her term quit. And then I ran against the mayor, which was very challenging. He was a 20-year incumbent. And, you know, I fell short. And then this time, I was Kenny Inney's campaign manager. So it was really hard to decide to move into this, into this election cycle. And I didn't do it because of the money. I didn't do it because it was going to, you know, feather my nest at all. It was going to cost me money. I don't have any special interests. I did because I care about my community. And I see that this city is going way in the wrong direction. You know, we're $124 million in debt, Kevin. These guys are crazy. They're considering if they get the sales tax bond passed or the sales tax increase done, they want to borrow another $60 million against that to float a bond. That would put us $180 million in debt. When my opponent started, we were $38 million in debt and paying down our debt. During his time in office, he's tripled our debt. And we have a $6.4 million annual servicing of that debt, which is about $13 million every 2 years. We're $40 million in debt short this 2-year budget cycle. And you know what we had to do? We had to borrow $15 million from our reserves and put off about $30 million or $25 million of projects.
Michael, let me ask you a question. Do you think the average person in Paso Robles knows that the city is in debt?
I'm trying to tell them so that they understand. The other problem is that my opponent continues to say how important public safety is. Well, let me ask you a question. When your credit card debt is so high, you don't have money for the essentials, like public safety, doesn't that put public safety at risk? Those are the things that I care about.
Well, I would answer it this way to the city council. You need to change what your priorities are or what you're spending on to put it into, as I always refer to, basic infrastructure, and that's public safety. You need to stop giving money away to these groups with their hands out and all that. We take care of the essentials first, and you need to let the people know we can't afford this new little whatever it is that you want. It's going to police and fire and roads. Do you people understand that? To me, it's pretty simple.
Well, that's what I've been doing in my campaign. I have said that we have all of this debt and our roads are a mess. Where's the money going? And I've also been explaining to people that we really need to tap the brakes and start looking at our priorities as my major, major push in this campaign. And believe me, folks out there, if you think I'm a good choice, great. I appreciate your vote. But if you don't, you think that Jeff Carr is better. I don't know much about Jeff Carr. I think he's trying to do this on the cheap, which is fine if he can get there. But we need to get Steve Gregory out of office because he has done very well for himself during this whole period of his time being in office. I see this city being at great risk. our hospitality industry is starting to falter a bit. I don't think people understand that, and I think our revenues are starting to drop. And so if we don't take some steps to really tap the brakes and really start to reprioritize things, we're going to be in deep trouble. And I believe I have the passion and I have the understanding of the issues to be able to be a positive impact on the city. And that's why I'm doing this. And Linda and I aren't doing this because, certainly, as I said before, the money, this is costing me a lot of money. And I'm not beholden to any special interest. So whoever the last caller was, if he wants to call me and talk to me, I'll talk to anybody. And I can give them a complete understanding of what it is and why it is I'm running.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you think Jeff Carr is a plant? From that, what I mean is to take votes away.
I went to Jeff Carr and I said, Jeff, you're gonna split the vote. And he says, yeah, that could happen. I looked at him and I said, really? I mean, that was really discouraging to me.
Well, you didn't answer my question.
I don't know, Devin. I couldn't say. It seems awful odd to me, though. And it has.
I would tend to agree with you, just like the other race with Roden and George and Beal.
Yeah, but this is the bottom line for me. And I want people, I'm just begging people to listen to me. This Thelma and Louise version of our city, pedal to metal off the cliff, has got to stop. Because we have some very serious issues facing us. And I truly don't want our police and fire to be impacted to the degree that I think it could be. And I want our roads fixed. It's as simple as that.
Well, I think everybody in the city would agree with that. Now, here's something: when police and fire are referred to, where is the is there any negativity? In other words, are they not putting out fires? Are they not arresting people? Are they not doing the streets, etc.? I know that there's a formula regarding how many you're supposed to have, at least with police, per the population. But is it negatively affecting the city of Paso Robles, or is it just simply putting a bigger burden on the officers because they just simply need more officers?
Well, I think we need more officers, certainly based on our population and our visitors, because we have a lot of visitors, and that creates a burden on our police officers. I think we need to explore a number of things to help our public safety get to work. I mean, volunteers. I know our volunteers aren't being used. I just spoke to a volunteer who's been around for 20 years. He told me that they're not being utilized to the degree they could be.
Such as?
Think about this whole thing with the riverbed. People living in the riverbed, could they be utilized to help the police identify and get those people out of the riverbed? I don't know. I mean, these are things we need to explore.
Well, don't you think the police and the average person in Paso Robles know that there's an issue with the riverbed?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do, but what I'm saying is help to enforce and get that cleaned up. I think there's a number of things. That's just an idea. But what I'm saying is that we've got to explore different ways to provide services to the community, because I'm just telling you, with our debt load and we're a one-trick pony town, we have no diversification here.
Mike, I don't know what you mean by what you just said about we need to be able to more services. I don't know what that encompasses.
Well, what I'm saying is we need to help support our public safety.
All right.
And
well, do you mean, gee, we like you guys, or that, or are you just simply talking more money?
Well, I'm talking about using, like, our volunteer people who aren't being utilized now. That could help them.
Okay.
There's other things that can be done. We could cross-train fire and police to do both jobs. I mean, that's being done in other cities not too far from here. There are things that we can explore to help. But my point is that if we keep walking down this road that we're walking down, and we don't understand the risk, because there's a lot of risk with debt, as you know. Debt equals risk. All we need to have is a slowdown in the economy, which is happening right now, and we will certainly see the challenges that's going to create. I don't want to see any cuts in fire and police protection, believe me. We need to maintain our footprint, and then we need to look at fixing our roads. And our priorities are all messed up, and we need to reevaluate where we're going and how we're getting there. And that's what I've been saying.
Well, I would put roads ahead.
I agree. I think that we should be putting... Well, they say we have a $4 million budget surplus, which I think is kind of ridiculous because, if you have $124,000 in debt, you have a $4,000 budget surplus in your personal finances. You probably pay down your debt, but that's not the way government thinks. Be that as it may, I think we need to take that $4 million surplus and put it directly into a road fund. And then we need to take every single dime of any sales tax revenue that we get, like this measure I-40 or I-25, and put it towards roads. But it's not the way it's going to be set up. If that sales tax increase or that sales tax extension goes, they're going to put it in the general fund. And
right.
I'm opposed to that.
Well, that's the only way they generally get these things passed. Michael, do you know how much the city of Paso Robles takes in each year total?
Well, $70 million in our is our budget, but we have about $100 million.
No, what do we take? What do we take in? I'm not asking about. Okay, the budget was going to be the other part of what it costs to run the city, pay the people, pensions, insurance, all that other kind of stuff.
About $70 million.
Okay, and how much does the city take in a year?
Roughly about that. It'd be very close to that. Yeah, very close to that. Depending, because we don't run we're not a profit center. We operate the city based on what our income is, and our income is dropping right now. We're having trouble keeping up because the hospitality industry, because we are not diversified, they're having some issues now. Now, how that's going to translate in the next year or two, I don't know. Hopefully not badly.
What do you mean that the industry is not diversified?
Well, we're roughly some people are saying 15-20% down in hospitality.
But what is that?
Well, that means revenue. I mean, that means.
But you said because it's not diversified.
Right. We don't have any. We don't have any other industry here to speak of.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I mean, that's our major driver of income in this city. And what I'm saying is, we really need to get real aggressive on building more opportunities here for upward mobility and employment, for diversifying our economy. We've got to stop focusing on hospitality and the wine industry. Not that it's not important, it's very important, but they need to do their thing, and we need to be focusing on economic development and finding other ways to bring income into this city.
You know, I've heard that brought up for quite a few years now. From chambers and other people, even those sitting, I remember specifically Martin used to talk about that a lot. And as far as I know, except for a couple of, let's just say, hidden places, the airport and some other areas around here, it hasn't happened. And I have to ask myself, why not?
Well, I think it has to do with focus. I think we need to get this, start getting on the phone, start reaching out. We need to start reaching out to other places in the state. And then, you know, people would love to come here. We have some issues with housing. I get that. But I think over time we can fix that. But we need to start thinking about other things other than hospitality.
Well, here,
and that seems to be our major focus.
Here's something else. There's a couple of other things, Michael, is that many businesses that are in California that are moving, they're not moving into they're not staying or moving within California. They're moving out of California. Also, you have a city and a county that has an extremely bad reputation.
Well, then we got to change that reputation. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of industry, including biotech, including agribusiness technology. Agribusiness technology is a booming field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, California and agriculture, I've been talking about automating the harvest for 30 years. If you know Andy Caldwell, ask him, because we talked about it on his radio show 30 years ago. We need to start focusing on different industries that complement where we live and where we're at, and agribusiness is one of them. I know the spaceport's important. However, that's going to be a long-term plan, and that's not going to see any revenue very soon. But we need to also look at agribusiness and agribusiness technology. We have Cal Poly right down the road. We need to start focusing and thinking about other ways to help build this economy here.
Right.
And I think we can do it. But we have to get our focus off of this, you know, like there's only one game in town. And there can be multiple games in town if we just focus on that.
All right. Well, Mike, gotcha. And you have a debate going on tomorrow with the Paso and Templeton Chamber.
Yes, and I hope people will attend. I'd like to pack that place out. And hopefully we can, discuss real issues and not get any personal things.
Well, from the standpoint of the listeners, the personal stuff would be fun to listen to, but I understand. Mike, we got to go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Less is usually better. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Kevin pegged it. It's the state of California that's messing up the business. People can't do business, so they move out of state. It's happening to Paso Robles and everywhere else in the state.
Well, and also the general cost of living throughout the state is choking people, and their budgets have become limited.
Yeah, the cost of doing business here is too high. You can't take home enough of the profit.
Well, you have that, but also from the standpoint of businesses coming in, and this has been going on for years in many of the cities on the Central Coast, it's tough to get going because of all the rules and regulations and the nitpicking and so forth and so on.
And they come from Sacramento.
Well, some of them do. Many of them don't. Many of them are initiated locally here. If you talk, which I'm sure you have, to people that have moved out of state, and either doing something simple as just getting registration for their boats or their cars or opening up a business, in most cases, it's extremely easy to
do. It's affordable.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the main affordable, but it's easy.
Yeah.
California makes everything a damn hairdo.
Right on, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Three former Paso Robles Bearcats student athletes, Chris Montero, Hosea Clark, and Nate Aguiano, will be introduced into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame this Friday during the home game against the Buchanan Bears at War Memorial Stadium. The City of Atascadero's Fall First Fridays will continue on Friday, October 4th at the Plaza on El Camino across from the Sunken Gardens. Next week, indie rock alternative band Carbon City Lights will take the stage with energetic alternative rock jams. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 80s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Out on the open campaign trail again today in North Carolina, the Trump campaign says former President Trump was briefed Tuesday about real and specific threats from Iran to assassinate the candidate. Senator Lindsey Graham called it an act of war, demanding President Biden take action. The Senate out with its first report on Secret Service failures in the first attempt on Trump's life at Butler, Pennsylvania.
Committee finding that the Secret Service, quote, failed to ensure the AGR roof was adequately covered by either Secret Service or local countersnipers. The report also revealing a Secret Service agent specifically requested drone equipment days before the rally, but it was denied with no explanation.
Controversial call from Democrat candidate Vice President Kamala Harris, who wants to end the Senate filibuster to get abortion protections passed. Senator Joe Manchin says he won't endorse her now. America's listening to Fox News.
Get ready for the hunt at the Three Speckled Hens Antiques and Vintage Market. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Gather your friends and search for that one-of-a-kind vintage, antique, or repurposed treasure. Under the oak trees at Frontier Park and inside the Ponderosa Building. Mark your calendars and spread the word. It's the Three Speckled Hens Antique and Vintage Show, October 4th and 5th. For tickets, threespeckledhens.com. That's threespeckledhens.com.
Put your best face forward this September with the help of Spa Allegretto. Indulge in one of their luxurious 60-minute facials, like the rejuvenating vitamin C, or the signature, or the triple mask, or the soothing gua sha facial. This month, enjoy your choice of a complimentary 15-minute scalp massage or peppermint foot rub. Treat yourself to tranquility. Call Spa Allegretto at 805-369-2524 and mention this offer when you book.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
North County Web.
Brought to you by Hutch Heated Air. Sunshine later on. Highs in the low 80s. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Low to mid 50s. Overnight lows, low 90s on Thursday. Mid 90s Friday. Mid 80s Saturday. Sunday 90. Mid 90s Monday. Upper 90s Tuesday. And low to mid 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. 6:54 a.m. 6:56 p.m. And we're at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank, 16th and Spring. And let's see here. It's a Templeton Historical Museum fundraiser this coming Saturday from 4 to 7. They're offering historical tours around town in the original high school bus from the 1920s. Wine and beer, appetizers, and desserts will be available. We're also selling raffle tickets for a gift basket filled with wine, gift certificates, and much more. There'll also be a blacksmith demonstration and a door prize. So there you have all that coming up this Saturday in Templeton. All right, also on the community calendar, it's this Saturday, and I'm sorry, this Sunday, and this is your last call. If you are at least 55 years old and have lived in Atascadero for 40 years, it is the 46th annual Colony Tea. All right, that's this Sunday. And to find out more and get your reservation, invite, call Myrna at 805-460-6129 and have some fun. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Trade in your old gold and silver for new jewelry or that delicious four-letter word, cash. Yeah. All right, local celebrities, Bruce Baldwin, Joseph Parkson, Deborah Van Loon, Barbara Tonini, Earl Lloyd, Gary Tucker, Mary Clifton Jenkins, Tanya Railsback, and Fran and Gary Curry. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some folks you no doubt have heard of. William Faulkner, the writer, 1897-1962. Red Smith, outstanding sports writer, 1905-1982. The Scooter, Baseball Hall of Famer, who should not be in, shortstop for the Yankees and announcer, Phil Rizzuto, 1917-2007. Oh, Spahn and Sane, Pray for Rain. Johnny Sane, all-star pitcher with the Braves, 1917-2006. Also, we have Aldo Ray, the actor, 1926-1991. Baba Walters, Wawa, 1929-2022. Shel Silverstein, cover of the Rolling Stone, 1930-1999. Yubi Brown, coach and announcer, 1933. Still with us, still on the air, too. Juliette Prowse, talented dancer and actress, 1936. 1996, this guy was murdered, found murdered at the Mustang Ranch in Vegas. Oscar Bonavina, the boxer. 1942-1976, from the Association, Gary Alexander, 1943. Robert Walden from Lou Grant, 1943, the fine actor. Michael Douglas, 1944, Cheryl Teagues, 1947. Another Happy Days, Anson Williams, 1949. Mark Hamill, the actor, Star Wars, 1951. The Dew, Hall of Famer, Bob McAdoo, 1951. Christopher Reeve, 1952-2004. Let's see here. Also, we have Michael Madsen, the actor, 1958. Heather Locklear, talented actress, 1961. Scottie Pippen, Hall of Famer, basketball, 1965. Will Smith, the actor, 1968. Catherine Zeta-Jones, 1969. John Lynch, he's in the Hall of Fame, executive with the 49ers, 1971. Matt Hasselbeck, QB, 1975. Chauncey Billups, not a bad hoopster, 1976. And that is it. Yep, that is it. Okay, let's see here. Passing away on this day. Can't get used to losing you. Andy Williams, 2012. Also passing away. David McCallum, the man from Uncle. He passed away in 2023. One of the greats, Arnold Palmer, 2016. Would you believe Don Adams, Get Smart, 2005. Billy Carter, Jimmy's brother, he died in 1988. He was very well pasteurized, though. Mary Astor, she was fantastic in The Maltese Falcon. She died in 1987. Walter Pigeon, again, good actor, 1984. Emily Post, the American Etiquette columnist. She burped and jumped out a window. No, I'm just kidding. She died in 1960. And who else? That is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. He was a two-time NBA champion with Showtime, NBA MVP, five-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, second-round pick way back when, overall in the draft, of course. And also, he was a three-time NBA scoring champ, on the NBA's 75th anniversary team, The Dew, out of North Carolina. And he averaged over 20 points a game for his career. It's not 22, as a matter of fact, and 10 rebounds. Bob McAdoo goes to the top.
Local news update sponsored by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Voters will have the opportunity to meet with and ask questions of the candidates for the Paso Robles City Council in a forum tomorrow starting at 5:30 p.m. The forum will be at the Paso Robles Elk Lodge, 1420 Park Street. 25-year-old Alexis Alejandro, a student and resident assistant at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, pled not guilty to multiple charges earlier this week, including burglary and attempted rape. His bail has been set to $200,000 and is due back in court on October 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 80s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
When his NBA career was over, he went over to Europe and he ended up being a EuroLeague champion twice. And then he went into coaching and got another three wings as an assistant coach in the NBA. Pretty much, let me see, that's seven rings. The Do, Bob McAdoo. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.